Today at Kwarinam, October 24th. Well, we're getting closer and closer to the end of the world. Are you ready? Do you have your bags packed? A long silence out there in cyberspace. Well, the end of the world has been predicted at the turn of the other century, when we came into the year 1000, that was supposed to be the end of the world. Maybe it was somebody's world, but not ours. Boy, here's the life of a guru. We have guests occasionally who come saying, I've been reading your books. I'm totally dedicated. I'm ready to do anything, go any place, follow any instruction, any sadhana that you want me to, because you are my guru. Well, only recently, somebody said that to me, and I said, well, take you up on that. Go live with or near your elderly mother. She may need you at this time in her life. Answer was, well, I can't really do that. That's really not possible for me to do. We didn't get along too well. No, that's not. Tell me something else to do. Okay, I said, I'll try again. And I did give some other little thing to do. That wasn't also possible either. Oh, it's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. And occasionally you do find the cooperative, intelligently cooperative devotee. What is spiritual obedience? It's not blind obedience. It's intelligent cooperation. Asking the right questions, getting the instruction absolutely clear. And then, with great energy and enthusiasm, making it happen. That is a spiritual person. He makes it happen. He doesn't come back with all kinds of excuses. He doesn't try to sell you on his ideas. Well, we called him Mauritius today to talk to our Madhavasi there. And they're doing just fine. The spiritual park that we're building for the country is moving along. We're planting beautiful things. The Panchamukha Ganapati Madhapam. This is a big building, almost a 3-story building, over a 9-foot-tall, 5-headed Ganesha, made of solid granite in South India and sent to the Garden Island of Mauritius from the Garden Island of Kauai. Is the center function and lecture hall of this beautiful spiritual park in Mauritius. Today is a day of answering emails and letters and receiving confessions to give prayaschitta or penance in a month or two. This is the time of the year, this 4-month period, up until December 15th, when all of my shishya chelas or devotees look within themselves and see if they upheld the best within them, if they have transgressed and have felt guilty about it. They want to clear out their subconscious mind and have some sort of a penance or corrective measure given to them so that it doesn't become a vasana deep enough to bring them back into another birth or perhaps a bad birth. Well, I've been asked to talk about drugs. I did yesterday, and again today, our dear friend Marilyn Wong here on the island of Kauai is the head of Drug Free Kauai. That means the Kauai Island, we want to have drug free. And a lot of people who take drugs and feel that they need some kind of stimulant or suppressant or something like that are mystically inclined, who understand the laws of karma. The laws of karma are the laws of action. And every action, as we know, has a reaction. When we implement that which is illegal, it has a reaction in our next life, if not in this one. There are two kinds of money. Good money, acquired from legal activities, hard work, and bad money, acquired from illegal activities and conniving works. Because drugs are illegal, money gained from selling them is bad money. And that has dire consequences in the next life, because the person will be born impoverished, without money. And any money he gains, it'll be lost very, very quickly, because he's working against society. So in the next life, society will not help that person at all. Instinctively, they will withdraw from that person. That's called a bad birth. Watch CNN, and you will see in countries all over the world, people living on the streets, impoverished people. I wouldn't say all of them are drug pushers in their previous birth, but maybe a lot of them did something in their previous life that manifested them in the impoverished state in their current life. Now, can they work out of that? Yes, they can. How? By improving society, by learning to give, learning to serve. Bad money can never be cleansed. Against the popular statement that if you give bad money to a religious institution, they can turn it into good money, no way can that happen. It'll only do damage to the religious institution. What do you do with bad money? I don't know. But don't spend it on yourself, because it won't do you any good either. In the schools here on the island of Kauai are many young children that should be taught to say no to the clever manipulating drug pushers on this island. It might be a 16-year-old kid who is eager to accumulate bad karma, bad money, and a bad birth in the next life. Now, for all of this to become understandable, you have to understand the law of karma. You have to understand the law of the three kinds of karma. And you have to understand the law of reincarnation. Without understanding the three kinds of karma and reincarnation, this does not make a lot of sense and is not scary at all. But those of you who are visiting my electronic ashram through cyberspace, you understand karma, the three kinds of karma, and the process of reincarnation. First kind of karma is the karma that you bring with you in this life to live out. Some you leave in a closet in suitcases for another birth. And that's the second kind that you don't bring with you. And the third kind is what you make in this life to be lived out in another lifetime. So we keep coming back into physical form. Reincarnation means re-entering a fleshy body. We keep coming back and back and back until all karmas are resolved. Then we don't have to come back to a physical birth anymore. You might ask, what do we do then? Well, tune in to Cyberspace Ashram. And we'll talk about that one of these days very, very soon. Well, I'll be seeing you, and you'll be seeing you too, if what I had said today makes any sense to you or stirs your conscience in any way. If you're a seller, you're a loser. And if you're a user, you are a loser too. There's no win-win situation here. Believe me, there's no win-win situation. I'll leave you with that. I'll be seeing you. Ciao, ciao. Auf Wiedersehen. Aloha.